Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The Merriam-Webster Dictionary has added hundreds of new words to its online version, words like embiggened and words such as...
This has been sort of a dumpster fire of an election campaign.
That's Dan Rather on CNN in November of 2016, opting for something beyond disaster to explain. Yes, dumpster fire. That's the word. It's among the new words in this Springfield-based dictionary. Also included, well, here's a clip from HBO's Silicon Valley.
There is something called mansplaining. Have you heard about this?
We know what mansplaining is.
Mansplaining is when a man will condescendingly explain something to a woman that she already knows.
And joining us now from Springfield, hopefully not to mansplain, is Peter Sokolowski. He's editor-at-large of Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Welcome back to Radio Boston.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Okay, so I already used a few of the words. Let's start with dumpster fire. Why did you decide that one needed to be included?
Well, you know, the reason for dumpster fire is actually the same for all of the words, and that is to say we look for a couple of criteria. We look for frequent use and we look for widespread use. In other words, is the word used very often, and then is it used by many different publications, different editors, different writers? And in this case, of course, dumpster fire is itself a meme. It's kind of something that spreads like fire, and it has become something that is used, as you know, very frequently with an image or a GIF or a GIF, if you will, of the named fire. But because it's used frequently your clip was a perfect example. With if someone like a Dan Rather, someone who is speaking to a national audience from a platform like a network, then clearly this is a word that has entered the culture and it's time to enter the dictionary.
Was there a word there was a lot of debate about and ultimately you didn't include it?
Oh, that's a great question. You know what? We don't have debates as such. There is no advocacy per se. It's more like a conveyor belt. In other words, words that we notice might be used only infrequently at first, and then we watch them grow in usage. And so that what we basically simply do is say, you know what, it's not this year for this word. We'll wait for next year. We'll watch it a little bit longer. So that there are terms that we've been watching for years because every word grows at a different pace. That's what's interesting. Dumpster fire was coined in 2008, as far as we know. That makes it a very young word for, you know, the thousand years of English. And so we are watching how words enter the language on a continuous basis, and this word simply grew much more quickly than a lot of others.
I also noticed self-care.
You know, there's a lot of terms in the dictionary in the last 10, 15 years that have to do with, candidly, not only the aging population, but a different way of thinking about medical terminology, which is to say it's not just about the actual cures or treatments, but it's also about the business or the administration of healthcare. So word like, for example, hospitalist is a relatively new term in the dictionary. Self-care, care for oneself, which could be kind of a mental health term. It can also be used, of course, for patients who are maybe sent home a little earlier, but who are capable of doing continuing treatment for themselves. And it's a term that's used in a fairly technical way, and therefore, of course, it belongs in the dictionary.
Also, what about how online things are affecting language? Words like subtweet and cryptocurrency, right?
Right, exactly. I mean, there's a whole new, essentially a whole new vocabulary for currency on the internet after Bitcoin. Bitcoin entered in a couple years ago, and now there's the initial coin offering, and cryptocurrency and blockchain, which is the sort of the software piece of it. You know, online communication has added a few things to the dictionary. One is speed. It just simply means that words and communication happens more quickly. But there's something else, too, and that is, I think people overlook this point, a lot of communication is happening in a written form, whether that's texting or Twitter. There's a lot more approximations of speech, if you will, casual conversations that happen in entirely a textual context. And that allows us as researchers as lexicographers to watch the language and see it move in real time a little bit more quickly than it used to happen, because, of course, it is happening more quickly.
Okay. Peter Sokolowski, he's editor-at-large of the Massachusetts-based Merriam-Webster Dictionary. He joined us today from the studios of New England Public Radio in Springfield. Peter, thanks so much for being with us.
It's great to be with you. Thank you.
Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Our show is produced by Jamie Bologna and Allison Bruzek, with help from Zoe Mitchell, Lily Tyson, and Cassandra Sunt. Tim Skog is our technical director. Our executive producer is Hitesh Hathi. I'm Deborah Becker, and this is Radio Boston.